The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin says, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, hat Rabbi Yitzchok gesagt, Lama toikim be Rosh Hashanah, why do we blow a shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Frag the Gemara, Lama toikim, why do we blow? Rachmana Amatiku, the Torah state as we saw, Lazna shofar in Rosh Hashanah. What kind of kash is this, Lama toikim be Rosh Hashanah? Elazog to Gemara name, this is Rabbi Yitzchok's kasha. Loma Mariyim, why do we have truas? Zog to Gemara Mariyim, Rachman Oma, Zichrein Trua, weiter, ist doch am Fusche Pasik, the Torah state, so machen at Kiyo, so machen at Trua. Elo, nein, the kasha is an andere kasha. Loma, Toikinu Mariyim, Kishahim Yoishvin, Vitoikinu Mariyim, Kishahim Oimdim. Why is it that we have Tkiyas and Truas, Tkiyas Mu'umid, and Tkiyas Mi'yushev? And the way we have it, the way we understand the Gemara means, by Chazar Sashatz, we have Tkiyas Shofar, and we have Tkiyas Shofar before Shimon Esra. Before Shimon Esra, and during Shimon Esra, like some people are knowing, by Chazar Sashatz of Shimon Esra. Why do we have that? As they frag Rabbi Yitzchak. And for the Gemara, and for Rabbi Yitzchak, they la arvev ha-sotn, to mix up the sotn. Shteit Rashi, what does it mean to mix up the sotn? How could you mix up a sotn? A sotn is a malach. You have to remember this. There are a lot of malachim. A malach is a taich. This is his shlichus. Yishlach malach lefonecho. A malach is a shliach. And a sotn is a shliach that he has to make his trouble. We have to do mitzvahs to break this malach. Rather than to be ma'oike the sotn. Oh, but the job of the sotn is to make trouble. Zog di gemara that the reason why we have tkiyas ma'umid and tkiyas ma'yushuv to mix up the sotn. What are we doing to mix up the sotn? Shteit Rashi. Kedei la'arvei vosmein to mix up the sotn? Shelo yastin. The sotn can't be mekatri. Kishe yishma Yisrael mechavev imis ha-mitzviz. When the sotn sees that Klal Yisrael is mechavev the mitzviz, mehobim leave the mitzviz, mistatnem dvorov. His dvorov vet in ganzi fashlossen. Fashlossen stima in ganzi fashlossen. Is the choyre vushteito. In the Gemara it says, Be'etzem, let's take a look, let's bring it down that we should understand it. People have a lot of avedas. Everybody's taka, Am Yisrael, is taka, Kiyam, Klal Yisrael, Tzadikim, we're all Tzadikim, but it's the avedas eichet. And the sultan, and he's doing his shlichus, he's being a katrik. He's saying, Rabbeinu Shalom, why should the Yidden have a good year? They have this aved and this aved, and the other man should have a grace of pekel. Oh, he's so crap, Yitzchak, we have an eitzah for that. What are we going to do? We're going to show the sultan that we're mechav of the mitzvahs. Once we're going to be mechav of the mitzvahs, the sultan can't complain anymore. What do you mean the sultan can't complain? How is the Abish going to make us have a good year? Why is the Abish going to make us have a good year? L'choyri, the sultan has his tainus. We didn't take off the tainus. V'loyoyd, if you take a look at Rashi's Loshen is that the only thing we gain as we fashlis the sultan's mouth. We close his mouth, he should keep quiet. Oh, but vice the choice that be'etzim the sultan really does have a taina. No, vos, we have an eitzah how to keep the sultan quiet. L'chayda, what's the hezbah advarim? What is the Gemara telling us? What is Rashi telling us? That there's an eitzah. There's an eitzah to close the sultan's mouth. The sultan shouldn't be mekatrik. Why? When the sultan sees that Klal Yisrael, that Gans Klal Yisrael is mechaviv mitzvahs, mechaviv leave mitzvahs, all of a sudden the sultan can't say anything. What's the hezbah advarim? Why? Just because we're mechav of the mitzvahs, even though we have a pekel from our Vedas, doesn't say that we have all of a sudden the Yeshua wipes out our Vedas. Nay, the sultan can't be mekatrik, and once the sultan can't be mekatrik, garnish. That's the way it works. It's just like a court case down here. A court that you should have Yitzel Petterberg, that Yitzel Petterberg in every Elul, he used to go up by the Bima, and he's very, very tall and very big. He used to go up at the Bima, and he just went up by the Yoram Kodesh. He said, Rabbeinu Shalailah, Mizayna Mekabel Dain Helike Elul. And everybody was falling on the mamas and the stenders and they were crying and crying. You know what Rabbi Yitzchok did? Rabbi Yitzchok used to go to a court and he used to watch the way they used to be done. He says this and he says this and the lawyer's timing this way and this tzad until the judge. Why? Because he wanted to get the feeling. Because Malchus of the Arak and Malchus of the Rikia. When we have a Malchus of the Arak, just like this tiny is this tzad against that tzad, that's the way it is in Lamaila. So if you want to be Magishtad, Zok Rabitzel, only Rabitzel could do such a pula. You should go to a court case and see the way the Don person, and Erin's Tzach, and they see the way that Stodemazay, and he's to get in Gansin Tzatresel. So Lachari, we have to understand, you know, but we have it also. Let's say somebody has a Moira de Kataina. Reuben has a Taina against Shimon. and they both go to court, and Shimon for some reason doesn't say anything. He's quiet, he forgets, he's still, he can't talk, he loses his power of speech. No, if he can't talk, there's nothing I can do. You could be right, you can have all the time to develop, but if you don't say anything to the judge, if you don't bring it out to the case, there's nothing you can do. And does Dr. Nsirashi that the Sultan does have all the tinnitus. And Takadar Ara Vedas of Klai Yisrael. But Mitamol, the Yidden do one Pula, the Machav of the Mitzvahs, and once the Yidden are Machav of the Mitzvahs, the Sultan is quiet. Vashtek on the Nsirashi. And what's this a message for us? What do we have to do? Vashtek the Vashtek the Shlissel. What do we have to do to be Machav of the Mitzvahs that the Eivish should give us our good to Gevald the Gebench to Yor? Shatzazay. The Mahalach of the Avodah is, everything the Chazal tell us, the Chacham tell us, is always a Mahalach. The Mahalach is Elul. If the Elul comes, Rosh Hashanah. Noch Rosh Hashanah comes, Yom Kippur. And noch Yom Kippur comes Sukkot. And in Sukkot we find the Psa'atog Dirt and Simchas Torah. What's the Seder HaDvarim? What's the Seder? What's the Hishtalshlus HaDvarim? What are we supposed to feel? Avodah, the way we say in the Yeshivas, there's such a thing as called Avodah Hashem. And avoid is belay, you have to feel it. What's your feeling supposed to be in the Elul? What's your feeling of Rosh Hashanah? What's your feeling of Yom Kippur? And what's your feeling of Sukkot until you jump into Simchas Torah? Shmi Atzeis Simchas Torah. Chatzazay. Elul is the time for our Moiri Tikazach. People make such a mistake in Elul. It bothers me. You know, if you see somebody that's standing, the Chofetz Chaim once said it to somebody. A mensch can stand by the Torah from Glick. You could stand by the great gates of Hatzlocha, of happiness, and you just don't walk in. Such a foolish person, such a nadish mensch. We give a person by an opportunity, we give him everything, just walk in, and the person doesn't walk in. It was a ganze meise with the Chofetz Chaim on Purim, ganze meise. And the Chofetz Chaim was so upset at the bracha. He said he was standing by the Torah from Glick, by the gates of Hatzlocha, and he didn't walk in. Elul, let's take a look what Elul is. And how people make such a foolish mistake, what they think Elul is. And they don't walk into Elul, they don't realize how gewaldic Elul is for them. And they walk around with sour faces, and they want to run away from Elul. They'll do any month of the year, they'll be happy, they'll do all the mitzvahs, whatever. But Elul, you run away from Elul, and you get ungestrengt, and you run away from Elul, you don't want to be nervous, you're not in, mishpat, mitzvahs, avedis, it gets me under my sech, it makes me nervous, you run away. Nein, it's a toys. Listen to what the Elul is. First we'll see it by derech klal, and then we'll move him prat by prat. Elul is the taich ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Not the Eibush standing over you with a club and saying, oh, Yankel, you didn't have any sex. Nein, chas v'sholem, nishdos is Elul. Nishdos is Elul. Elul is an andere regesh. Ayid comes into the base of Edish. Soon as they say, baruch hu on Elul. What's his regesh? The point is, Elul. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Anila Doidi, I'm to my friend. V'doidi, you, Rabbeinu Shem, Doidi Li, you're for me. We're best friends. Rabbeinu Shem, we're friends. We're not enemies. We're friends. Hey, what do you mean you're friends? The Hashtag Avedis? We're not talking about Avedis now. It's now Anila Doidi. We don't talk about Avedis in Elul. What is Avedis coming over here? Oh, everybody makes a mistake. Avedis, forget about your Avedis. Avedis, Yom Kippur, you worry about Avedis. Elul, 1/12th of the year. Faces us main. That means a 12th of your life. You're working on a new regesh and a new feeling. The point is, Ani l'doidi. I'm for you. Ani, the whole Ani, every part of me, is l'doidi. Yechob dili. And you know what? Doidi li, the point is, b'has mili. Once you could knock into your head, we'll soon see how you're supposed to knock into your head, how you're supposed to be margish, that Ani l'doidi, the point is, we're best friends, no matter what. And no matter what, not only no it makes a difference, mitzvahs or the avedis, or it's Ani l'doidi, v'doidi li. Afterwards, Malchius, ooh, the boy said, not only are you my friend, but I like you so much, and you like me so much, that you chose me to be from your avodah. And I'm bowing down to you, the boy said, by the bochum from Rosh Hashanah. You bow down with the ganzach, the boy said, you're my melech. The Shema Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah and every yeshiva, trace of the ganze bria. Every yid is makabel ul malchusay. What ul malchusay? Someone that you like, the Ani l'doidi. You bring your Elul into your Rosh Hashanah. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li goes right into Rosh Hashanah. Who's my melech? My enemy. Somebody that's standing over me with a club that wants to kill me? Nein! Such a thing, I can't make a melech. I run away from him. Snish tasei. Rabbi Yisrael Dubstach, my melech. Velech a melech. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. You like me and I like you. And because you like me, no matter what, so I'm going to make you for my melech. If the Yemargish that the Eibush is your melech, you go weiter. A melech is always far away. You can't see the president, he's far away. A melech, you need so many connections just to get to see the palace. Kolskin to see the melech. So first tubmin, Yom Kippur is the tog lifnei Hashem titoru. The yid stelt sich avek fadi yevishter. It's a different feeling. When Rosh Hashanah, you're makabel with the whole landscape, malchusai. The point is, you're the melech over the whole world, and you're the melech over me. I like you, and you like me, and you're my melech. But the melech is always in the distance. Yom Kippur is the taich lifnei Hashem. A yid stelt sich avek, Rabbi Nishlam, lifnei Hashem titoru. I'm standing in front of you, Rabbi Nishlam, just look at me. Titoru, wipe away my avedis. Why? Because I'm just standing in front of you. But then it goes even noch weiter. Rabbi Nishlam, take me into your house. You're my friend. You became my melech. I'm standing in front of you. You washed off all my avedis, but let me come into your house. So that's Lucas. Jump into the Avis' house. Ah! See the Dehemnusa, that's when you get a Muna, that's when you spend time with the Avis. But a lot of people could get into the Avis' house. 70 Umas can get it if they do the mices, they do some pulus, which we'll soon see. They also can look Zacharayin Abyssal into the Avis' house. That's why in Sukkot we bring 70 Karbonis, one for every nation. There are some good points in every nation. The United States of America has Gavaldika good points. They support Torah. There's a lot of countries that give good to the Yidden. They have Gavaldika strong points, so we bring Karbonis for them too. But then there's a day of Aniva Ata, Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Torah Chutzlaretz, it goes into, that's me and you. That's so great, you can't be massive. That's when the Yidden is the Torah, and he holds the Torah, the Bnei Shalom. You're the Torah, Yisrael, V'yar, Isaac, Kitchi, B'richu. And you take the Torah by your hearts, and you dance with the Torah. The Bnei Shalom will together forever. That's B'derech Klal de Mahalach. Ani L'doi Di V'doi Di Li, the Bnei Shalom were friends no matter what. And then we take that friendship. Ah, the Bnei Shalom Dumsach, my Melech. Then it goes weiter, the Bnei Shalom, not only you, my Melech. Lifnei Hashem, ich stel sich avek v'adir. Titonu, I become helig. And then enough weiter, the Bnei Shalom, I come into your house. And then Sudik Tana, Shmini Atzeres, it's just a party, it's just me and you, Aniva Atta. Now let's take a look, what's the Regesh of Ani L'Doidi? Let's see, what is the Mahalach of Ani L'Doidi? Because we have a very, very short Elul, this Elul. We just started now, usually there's 4 weeks in Elul, but Nachmas, the way things are Nishtasel, this is the way it is, we have a very, very short Elul, so we have to have everything in compact. In a little time, we have to get all the Nakudas inside. And you have to be Margis this, and you'll walk away so rich. Elul is the time for happiness. You're supposed to be happy. You have a new friend that you didn't even know you had a friend. People think they have chas v'shol midas hadinus mesucha. They think, uy vey, I did this, I did that. Forget about marriage cake, blotter. Throw it away, don't even talk about it. It's not long you say fast, forget about it. Don't hack a cup in that business. Elul is ani l'doidi v'doidi li. The boys said we're friends. Now let's take a look. What does it mean we're friends? It states over here by Lech Lecha. The Eibshter tells Avram Avinu, Avram, the Sagres Tzadik, I need the whole Briah to talk about the Lakus. I need a ganze Briah to bring to give the Torah to. I need a man like you, Avram. You have to have children in the world. The children are going to bring down the whole Mahalach, the whole Gevaldik Hashpoz, the Klai Yisrael is going to do. So Avram, I'm going to bench you with a son. I'm going to give you a son. Avram, Sarah Yisrael is sick with Sarah. Don't call anymore Sarah. No, Kisara Shemo. I'm going to change it from a Yud to a Hey. Uberach Yisrael ke bench him. Vegan Yisatel Mimen Elcha Ben. Dostam Ayingale. Uberach Tiach Li bench him. Vohoysa Legoyim. Malchi Am Mimen Yu. Dein Zroi Sarah. Dostam Asach Kinderlach. As Nidu Vosach Boyim. Von Yiv Vosach Boyim. Die ganze Welt. Nu, Avram Avinu, he's such a moiri big zach. So the Pasuk says, Vayibla, a ganze, Lichas and Pasuk, it's Zayin, the Pasuk, Ches continues. Vayoyim Avram El Horlikim, Zogt Avram Tzir Yevishter, Lu Yishmael Yichye Lefanecha. Ah, what are you giving me a son for? Halavai Yishmael, what do I need a Yitzchok for? Chodach Yishmael, it's a Krashi. Lu Yishmael Yichye Lefanecha, Halavai She Yichye Yishmael. Eini Kedai Lekabel Matan Schaik is there. I don't need, I'm not really Lekab for Yitzchok. Ooh, just give me my yingle that I have already, Yishmael. He's 13 years old, whatever the age he was by this time, around 13, was a little bit earlier than 13, was 12. He says, just make Yishmael to be a tzaddik. Let him be Yichye Lefanecha, Zolazayin, a tzaddik, that's mastik, I don't need anything else. Zog Yevsha, nay, Avrov, nay, it's not that way. Vayoyim Elkim, Avol Sol Yishchoy, let us lecha ben, nay. You can't have a Yishmael, that's not enough. You want a Yishmael? Oh, Yishmael is Ma'aticha. I'll make sure that Yishmael is Givaldik. Hini Berachti Yoisai, Befreisai Yoisai, Behirbeisai Yoisai, Bema'oid Bema'oid, Shneimos and Nesim, Yoilid, Minisat Lugai Godel, there'll be thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of Arabs. And among them, there'll be some Fruma Arabs. You'll have Yeruchnias from Yishmael, of an Ishtos of Ibnay. You have to have a Yitzchak. What's it, Avram Kol? Somebody comes over to you and says, if give them $1 million, so today I'm not kedai. Just dollar that I have already. That's master. What's Avram doing? He just says I'm going to give you a Yitzchak. And what did Avram? Why did he want a Yitzchak? Why? What did he think that Yishmael was master? And the Eretz says, name my kin, Avram. You have to have a Yitzchak. What is Yitzchak more than Yishmael? A different medrash. The medrash says right before the Ma'aseh the Akedah by Hiachar Advarim Eila, one day Yitzchak and Yishmael were talking to each other. Remember, they were brothers. They were arguing one with the other one. One of them says, "Ani chofiv mimcha. I'm more chofiv to the Eibishter than you." Pabos. Sheni malti l'shloish esrei shana. I had this when I was 13 years old. And the Medrash Fizah is weiter. Aval atoni malta bekotlecha. The Eibishter limchus. I had a bris on Yishmael when I was 13 years old. He was a giver otzim v'noira. And they took Yishmael and heard the bris milah. But Yishmael said, I did it. I was machlet. Yeah, my tata's gerecht. I have to have bris milah. Not only am I going to give my neshama to the Eibishter, I'll give my goof. That's bris milah. You give your goof to the Eibishter. And Yitzchok, omale Yitzchok, ani chaviv mimcha. Nein, I'm bigger than you. Pavos. Sheni malti lishmoy de yomim. I got a bris when I'm 8 days old. Let's take them. Shmuel Chayyim is right. If someone would ask you, who's bigger? A guy that makes a decision, he makes it on his own, he makes a decision, but he's bigger. And Yitzchak says, hey, I got my bris when I was 8 days old, I'm bigger. Yishmuel Chayyim is not good. Yishmuel is saying, I got the bris when I was 13 years old, I was machlid. It's time to give the goof also to the Eibishter. Binechavad Gideh. Yitzchak said, I can't talk for Yitzchak Gideh. You're a little baby, 8-day-year-old baby, doesn't know what's flying. They take the kid, the kid's crying, he's hungry. They take him and give him this meal, the kid doesn't know, he just yells from pain. And that's it. Ooh, lach baruch atah Hashem, lach tabroch, lach nis, bevish avram avidu. And you make a suit and everybody's happy and matanz to malach. And it's a yontav, there's no tachan on the ganze shtot, it's moivik. What happened? You took it. What is the 8-day-year-old baby, what does he know? What kind of lach nis, chari yishmol, zvereh. Kid that's 13, he comes in like a lion, and he makes his decision to talk about it. You take a little baby, 8-day-old baby, what kind of, he didn't make a decision. His parents pushed him into it. Boys, I'm giving you now $1 million. Listen to what I'm telling you. I'm giving you $1 million. Hand this void, it's worth $1 million. I'm telling you, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Hanoisin matona l'chaveiru tzarech lohedioi. If somebody gives his friend a matona, he has to let him know I'm giving him a matona. So I'm telling you, I'm giving you now $1 million. And one day I'm going to ask you, you should pay me back. Not with $1 million money, does the God. You have to give me back a vort like this. Listen to this vort. Listen to this vort. And this vort is miyash of both things. And this tells us the secret of anila doidi v'doidi b'yim. Hermit calls, listen to this. What's the title of Ruma Goy? Mu yishmoel yichyo lefonecha. A good Goy. Chasidim is oilof. The best Goy. What does the best Goy do? He sits down and he makes a cheshbin. I just met a guy. He's recently. I asked him how he got into Yiddishkeit. He tells me how he got into Yiddishkeit. He made a cheshbin like this and a cheshbin like that until he managed to came made a cheshbin. That's when he became a guy. That's how he's sitting. He's learning a lekut. We learned a lot of things together. It's a greise, greise, ilud, gewaldi. Geir is gewaldi. Chesidim is oilam. This is a chesidim is oilam. This person is much, much higher than chesidim is oilam. He became a yiddish. Geir is much greater. But we'll talk about a goy was blight that goy. A goy was blight the goy of a fruma goy. Chesidim is oilam. What does the goy do? He comes to a muri to kah korah. Ah! He sees Taka the Welt is blotter. And Taka, he wants to deen the Eibishter. How did he decide to deen the Eibishter? Only with his das, right? He did it with his das. So he comes with his das, murderly. He says, Rabbi Nishalaylam, you're the melech in the Welt. I'm going to be Taka Vaita Goy. I'm not going to be a Yid. Oh, but I'm chesidu umis oilam. I'm going to freeze up with the zayin mitzvahs, but I know you chmamish with all the chumras. But what made this goy become a fruma goy? His das, only with a seichel. A yid is a lot greater than that. What if the goy gets into a fight? And he gets uvgireh, and all of a sudden his seichel changes. Ois goy, ois chesidu umis oilam, ois gute goy, I've written gansim blotter. A yid is mechubah to the Eibishter so stark even without any das. We are connected to the Eibishter so stark because we have an neshama, a helik in neshama, that we have a shtik shchin in our hearts. That's why we're greater. A goyim visas on the sign to gress the goy. Obed, he only did it with his das. But there's something so much higher, so much greater than das. And that's a yid. What's a yid? He doesn't need a legal das. We're so connected. You know, a father likes his son. A father who leaves on kin, he doesn't need a reason. Well, let me make a story about you, my kin. Therefore, I like you. You don't come along this. That's a bad thing. A kid is connected. A kutach is like tate, so a shtick tate. But the tate and leave. A yid is a shtick shchine. In sein Herz, neir Hashem, nicht was Odom. A yid hat a shtick neshome. In dein Herz ist a shtick shchine. That's what Yitzchok, that's the fight with Yitzchok and Yishmael. Yishmael thought, ui, ani godel memcha. I'm bigger than you, for what? Ich komme mit das. It's an acclaimed baby. That's called a Blismille. You take a little baby, macht a Blismille, he has no sechel, he's crying. Where's the Kabbalah al-Bach HaShemayim? Was bist du, bist du weg? Sagt Yitzchok, nein, I'm bigger than you. That's why I'm bigger than you, because we're Yidden. And a Yid is a Yid be'etzem. Be'etzem is a Yid. We don't need no reasons. I don't need no svar azay, I don't need no svar azay. And make up a svar this way, and tomorrow I'll change my mind with an unnecessary azay. Ayid is Ayid Be'etzer. That's why I need God of Mamchor. And that's what the Abishah told Avram. Avram Avinu said to Boyne Shalom, how did I know that there's an Abishah in the world? Ben Gimel Shonim Hikir Avram is Boyne. He looked out in the field and he figured it out. Some hold by Memchesti was another Hakkorah. And some hold by in the 70s the Rambam of the Mordi Bucham explains that he saw had a different Hakkorah. And then until by 100 he had even a bigger Hakkorah. Avram was always going with the Seichel. So Avram figured, ooh, father going with Seichel. Is if you make Yishmael, Lu Yishmael, Yichim, with an echo, is Yishmael be like me? The Abish likes me. I said, Bechadab Avram, the Abish does it put my Avram, because I want my Seichel. Oy, but so you have Yishmael, Lu Yishmael, Yichim, with an echo. A person that goes with a Seichel is Master. Oh, my Lord, I could have Zborchum, nay, the Master toys. That's where Umas Oyla mit Seichel. Oh, but that's not my Yitzchok. That's not my Yiddish kin. A Yiddish kin is connected to the Abish forever, without Seichel. You have a shtick shchinen gaged. That's the pshat in the Indian of Anila Doidi Vidoidi. Oh, Yid goes up to the Abishta in Tfilah. He says, Rabbi Nishalayim, Hezachayim, forget about our Avedis. I don't think we're not talking about Avedis now. Yom Kippur will talk about Avedis. That was Anila Doidi Vidoidi Li. We're friends. Favos, Ichmish Kin Chsidu, Mr. Oilam Yachin Ayid. And Anila Doidi Vidoidi Li, Rabbi Nishalayim, you like me and I like you, we're connected, we're friends forever. The legacy of Nakarain and Kop, Nochamol, Unochamol, Unochamol, and you're not metabol b'chlaut avedis. And it's such a moedetic, a good feeling a person should know that no matter what, I just had a mice, I had to give my yingle a patch. I give a kid a patch. But we were right before going into the street. In the middle of the Gvein Rai, in the middle of the patch, the kid takes and puts his hand into me, I should hold his hand when he's crossing the street. It just says everything. The kid said everything. Tata, even though he gave me a patch, and the kid thinks, Tata, you're so angry at me, he gave me a patch. Oh, but Tata, help me cross the street. I can't cross myself, it's a sarcoma. So a Timmy sticks out. A kid sticks out, Tata, help me cross me the street. That's what they need to say in L.A. The boy in Islam, cross me this year, cross me this year, my dear. There's so many problems, Rahmanul Islam. The boys are young, you don't know, and you're here, you should never know what's going on in the belt. I say, for the Yiddish, sorry. So the Abish, the old people, I can't even believe it. How much service there are. We have to, and it's all written down on Rosh Hashanah, no other day. It's written on Rosh Hashanah, and it's signed in Yom Kippur, and that's it. It's written on Rosh Hashanah, and signed in Yom Kippur, and that's it. That's the way it is. How are we going to cross the street? How are we going to cross this? How are we going to cross this Rosh Hashanah? So what do we do? So you know what we do? We open up our Siddur, and we say to Boi Nishalim, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Don't forget about that virus. My connection with you, Rabbi Yisraelim, is not because of anything else, not because of Chava Yiddish and Hashem. Neid Hashem Nishmas Odom. Rabbi Yisraelim, we're connected forever, and that's what the Pasuk is saying. We're not Yishmael, we're Yitzchok. Make a Zayin Yiddish a Kinderlach. Just like in 8 days old, we were on Machlis, we make a bracha and a party and a suit and a happiness for us. Menem ta Yiddish a kid, men beng ta vanayin in Knesi, Shabrisa, Shalav, Rom, Avinu. I, the kid, has no Seichel. That's the same thing with us now. We don't need no Seichel, we don't need anything. Rabbi Yisraelim, I'm connected. But when does the Yavish have Doidi Li? Only when you come with the Regesh and you go Doidi, you have to bring out this Regesh, it's important. A person can stay by the Torah from Gligs of Chavetz Chaim and Agate Nisharayim. You be Zorich in the El, your boys are lucky, you're young, I'm telling you, I'm old already. I'm not so old, but it's old and it's hard and I'm so busy. I wish, I was driving, the Bochar that took me today, Mamish from my house, right in the middle of driving, I gave him a punch in his arm. I said, I wish I was as old as you. What can I do with you? You have no tiddus, you have no problem. You have no worries, you have no chnagonish. You just can sit and learn Torah and be meduvik to the Yevish and be happy and build and build and build. The 10 years are the best years, the best years. You can just build and steig and steig. And you'll be so happy, you'll be so happy for Elam Hazah and for Elam Havas Yitvalu. But you have to go walk in. Don't be a shaitan. Don't stand outside. Don't not use up the Elul. Don't be a fool. Don't run away from Elul. Fakir. Elul is the time that you say, name the B'nai Shem, I need to use out the Elul. Spend a little time thinking, L'chol HaPachos, when you say the Pasuk, the Pesukim, L'Dovid Hashem, Oli V'Yishi, that's the special thing we say in the Torah from Anil L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, the Elul we can take. So even though if you don't know all the Taitch of the words, it's just a feeling, the B'nai Shem, we're friends. The B'nai Shem, we're friends. Every time you bow down, the B'nai Shem, we're friends. The B'nai Shem, we're friends. That's all, nothing more friends, nothing more friends. And that's how you Zoich. But this we can understand, a Pasuk in the volume. The Pasuk in the volume says, listen to this Pasuk, Chazay often. In the volume, Kapitel Lamed, Pasuk Chof. La'avos Hashem Alekecha. Listen to this Tzivui. The Eibishter is telling Klal Yisrael, just leave him the Eibishter. Lishmoya Bekoila. Who's he talking to? He's talking to the God Lador, to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's talking to Aaron HaKohen. He's talking to the Shach, and to the Taz, and to Abai, and to Rov, and to Rabbi Shulah Diskin, and to a little Klein Yidale. What is he saying? There's other Pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu read this Pasuk, and Rabbi Shulah Diskin read the Pasuk, and Abaron caught with the grace of Leib, and Klein the Pasuk, and HaKohen Yidale read the Pasuk. My kid! La'avos Hashem Lekechas, just leave him the Eibishter. Lishmoya bar koiloi, listen to his koil. Ladovka boy, be connected. Why? The Abish is dying leaven. What does it mean, your leaven? What's your leaven? The leaven is your neshama. The Abish is your neshama, so you're really so close. The Pasuk tells us before, I'm waiting to take a Pasuk. So the Halakha of Balatanya speaks about, what do you mean, ma'oi? That's korv alech adov ma'oid. The Ramban learns that this pasuk is referring to tshuva. To say tshuva is korv ma'oid. It's hard to do tshuva, isn't it? That's what we think. Zog the Balatanya name. The pasuk says ki korv alech adov ma'oid, and the Vilna Gaon says every time it says ma'oid in the Torah, it means so much to such an extreme ad b'li tachlis. It's so close to a person to do tshuva. Refichol v'lov chalasoy said, you know why? Ki ruchayecha. What's the hashtik yishomer? It's like a helik yid, ya helik, ya helik, ya helik. And no matter what, the Torah could always come out. Just open it up, push away the knowledge cake just a few moments a day, and just let the Torah of you say, the B'nai Shem, I'm here. I'm asking for Torah. I told you this, I tell you this 1,000 times. I love the Chazar over because I'm such an eye opener. Remember, I told you this, I once met Rav Gusman by a bris. And he used Rav Gusman for a broch and Rosh Hashiva Benchman. So Rav Gusman said, Was willst du? So I told him, I'm Torah and Yerushalayim. I give him the ganze Zettel, was ich will. He says, Das ist nicht kein broch, das will not the Eibishter. The Eibishter wants you to be Matzliya. What do you think? You say, I'm a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I want to know guys above Metzia. What am I asking you? I'm asking you for an Irish kid. I'm asking you for a lottery ticket. I'm asking for an Irish car, a bicycle, a basketball, a digital watch. What am I asking you? Foxy Pops. What am I asking you? Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm asking for above Metzia. Und du willst doch, dass ich so steige. Kiyo chayich, ob du hastik ne Shem, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I have you for a mashkin in my heart. Come on, give it to me. Ich bete, give me noch mal. Kavil Hashem Chazak V'yam Tzibecha V'kavil Hashem Nochamol Rebbeinu Shem Nochamol Kavil Nochamol Kavil. You hope and you beg and you demand and you bang and you cry and you live and you bang Vayter Avat. Amila Doidi. It's a weird because I'll tell you something, but I can't tell you the name because I'm afraid, I don't know how you're going to take this. So I'm going to tell you without a name. He's an emissary in Eretz Yisrael that mentions a Rosh Yeshiva, but I'm not telling you who it is. And I'm asking you, don't make me tell you who it is because I want to tell, and it might sound funny to you. But it's more than I don't say you should do this, but he does this. And every person, if a person has a feeling that this is his chedek and avodas Hashem, he's allowed to do. If he's mechal Hashem Shemayim. One of his talmidim told me, he goes up to a roof, where nobody could see him. One of his talmidim saw him, that's how he found out. And he lays down on the roof. You ever see a little kid kick? You know, he kicks his feet back and gets into the tantrum. That's what he's inspired. No one sees him. It's not the, and he bangs his back to the room. He's such a grudge kid. What's he doing? What, is he out of his mind? Of course he's not out of his mind. He wants to bring out the negesh. I'm like a little baby. Rav Sholem once explained this, how the Chazaynish said, Avinu Malkeinu. He was crying, so he was moited. He was very tired. The Chazaynish, he used to wrap himself up into a talus like this, all around him, like this, he had it. And he used to say, Avinu Malkeinu, be akin sa'atata. So the Chazaynish was great enough to have the negesh be akin sa'atata just by his stender.
of this Sushishivit can't do it just by his stand. So what does he do? He goes over the top of the road, he kicks his feet down, he's yelling like a little baby. Of course he's not a fool, but he just wants to bring it to the Chumash Kim. The boy said, I'm not kidding. It's such a moyadika feeling, it's such a gavolik, a person that could feel. I once spoke to Avdon Segels. He told me moyadika base lady, base lady. He says a moyadika. I forgot the whole drosha, the whole maimed at the base. But the base lady says such a good word. He says a yid runs away. He runs mimenu elo. A person, oh, I left the from the shchira. Yeah, I'm smarter than you and your boy. I don't know what to do. And then where does he go? Mimenu elo. He runs right back there. Right to mimenu. Right back elo. Mimenu elo. Mimenu elo. Mimenu elo. Your tata gave you a pot, but you have to cross the street, man. Tata, please hold my hand. What's happening? You don't even ask me, you just stick your hand until your father's in, and you cross the street together. That's a nila doy. The boy said, here I am, that's it. Forget it. The God is nishigay. I'm not even talking about tshuva. The God is. Ot binich ani ledoy di doy di. This you have to knock him. It's such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling. And it stays with you forever and ever. You know, no matter what, no matter what, you're a yid, you're a heavy yid. Or the abishata alma lib, a tata leaves, I'm kidding. I told you Moira Dikazach Rabbi Sol Sant, this is a Moira Dikazach, I'm such a feeling, I'm sure you boys will lose it. You'll be magic, says Rabbi Sol Sant. Rabbi Sol Sant says, let's say Chasav Shom, there's a bocha that went off the Derech. He went off the Derech. And his father's a grace of Goyin, a grace of Tzadik, a grace of Rosh Hashivah. And his father's Maimit, Shtarka Talmidim, Leibim, Balimukho, Bolum, grace of Goyinim, and Toyin, Liblim, Mr. Everything. And his kid is off the Derech, Legamne, Machal, Shabbos, and Leibistop, even different. But they're all living in one house. The father sleeps in one room, and the grace of Talmud, the grace of going is sleeping in the other room. And there's a bocher that Nebuch went out the Derech is sleeping in the other room. All of a sudden, the father wakes up in the middle of the night, he smells smoke. The first second, where's he going to go to wake up? He's going to go to his son. Is Talmud's gvaldik, attack, and this kid Nebuch said, oh, he's oh, it's his kid. And the first second, Abi Sol Salanta says, it's not my zoom. Azum is a man that is out. The point is, Lord, on the matter of Hashem, in your head, the Torah took his oak as if 19. Ovino makenu, ovino makenu, ovino nochmal ovino, nochmal ovino, vaita nochmal ovino. Do it by Tata. So, Nila, don't you? We're connected to everything. There's no running away. You can't run away from me, and I can't run away. It's me, man, who I love, me, man, who I love. We're together, connected forever. That's the legacy that you have to have. But this we can understand. A gewaldic musik. Oh, yeah, I had a gewaldic mice, I have to tell you, and I see it's getting late. So I'm going to have to skip some things that I want to tell you because I want to get to this Moira Dikamaisa. But if this if you understand a Gavaldika Musik, I want to tell you this might be a little bit teeth, but it's an Emes Zach, it's good to know this. I just remind myself something else. I'm getting hijacked. I don't know what to do, Rabdo. I'm in the middle. I don't know if to go this way or to that way. I said, maybe I'll have to say more. Listen to this. There's two halakim. Yeah, the yid is called Yankoim, and yeah, the kid is called Yisroel. I'll say to the kids. We're called B'nai Yankov, and we're called B'nai Yisrael. What's B'nai Yankov and what's B'nai Yisrael? One of we called Yisrael, one of we called B'nai Yankov. It's a whole tremendous arrogance. But the schlissel, and the simple chat is, everybody has a high point, godless, you grace guy, and we have a low point, everybody. Everybody's that way. You have strong points, you have high points and strong points. Whenever we refer to us as a nation, even though we're but our low points, we're called Yankov. Moshe Aiken, flat. But Yankov has another name, Yisrael. You can get up and fight with Malach Vatuchel and you could win. You could win. The Chelik Yankov, if you do Avedis, oh, you patch the Yankov, you make it black and you make it red and you have to come up with Yom Kippur and you have to erase it and it's a bit of a gal. That's the whole all Avedis only have to do with the Yankov. Oh, but the Chelik Yisrael is so great, it's so Chelik, and that's the Chelik in the Shoma in your heart. That's so great, no Chet in the world can touch it. You can't mess it up, you can't make it up with any Aved in the Bria. That's your Chelik Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hey Yid, the grace came from the Yid. You connected Hashem Echad, Yisrael, the Anaisa Kitcha Benichu. We're all one. Which Chelik is one? The Yisrael part of you. You always have to tune into Yisrael. We're called B'nai Yisrael. Forget about the Yankov part of you. The Avedis, the part of where Avedis can get a hold of you. Forget about that. Now we call B'nai Yisrael, Kisarisim Elohim Vatuchol. You can camp, you can fight, you can do anything. You have a Chelik Yisrael. There's a Moira Dikamaisa in Chagiga. I just want to tell you this a little bit before I get onto the main story, which is a Moira Dikavotzin to this slavery. By the famous Maisa with Acher, it's a whole Arichis. But just the Tamsis Advorim, when the Gemara Chagiga tells us that Tonu Rabbona and Arba and Nichmasu Lepagis, maybe a different time we'll talk about Arichas, this Moira Dikamaisa happened to four grace of Tzadikim at the time of the Tanoim. with the Machlokes and Ashi and Tosis proof what they did. Some Shitas hold they sent even the Guf, some hold only the Shamos, and where are they going to melt? And they went up to the Himmel. And one of these people that went up to the Himmel was Acher. And the Gemara says, what happened by Acher? Zog the Gemara, Acher. What happened? He went up to the Himmel. Machosa, why did Acher go off the Derech? He saw a Malach sitting down. She said, "Ui, what's going on?" A Malach, sit down. I know that Lamaila, there's no sitting, he's in his battle to the game. She said, maybe Chas V'Shalom, there's two. For a millionth of a second, such a thing crossed his mind. Ui, all of a sudden he had a bear. Veder, Shuv, all of a sudden a basko came out. Shuv, Ubonim, Shevov, Mechutz, Ma'acher. Get out, Acher, Veder, V'Acher, Medavde, Nishtobim. Shuv, Ubonim, and after, ui, a basko came out. Shuv, Ubonim, Shevov, Mechutz, Ma'acher, such a basko. Went out with Tavisol, maybe it's even called Shabbos. It was terrible. So, to Kedusha Slate, what happened? He says, Avoid the Gavoid, Be'etzim, it's Miyusin, and the Baal Shem Tov. Every time, there's a basko every day that comes into Yed Yiddish Ahides. And that's how the Yavisha sends down Yiddish Meshes, the Batat Zakin. Remember, I once told you, I'm reading the Gemosha from the Chofetz Chaim. When a father sends the sea, he sees his kid, he has to send his kid to a different Medina. And the father's sitting on the boat. And he tells his kid, Mary, don't care if the skin, the skin, my kid. But take care of yourself. And the kid goes down with the rowboat and he rolls into the other Medina. And the father looks at the father, like the Chofetz Chaim with a telescope. He sees the way the kid comes to the end of Medina. He doesn't understand anything, he doesn't have any soul for learning, the people are living, he has the wrong clothes, he doesn't speak the language. And then he sees the way somebody comes and puts his arm around, he says, come my son, let me help you. No, don't wear this Nadisha hat, you don't wear these hats over here. And he changes his clothes and he teaches him the language, and he teaches him this, and he gets him a job, and he sets him up, and says, so to Chofetz Chaim, what does the father feel? The father, when he's looking at the telescope, ooh, what I owe this person to help my son. There's nothing I can do, I can't go with my son. I could just maybe tell him, send the messages and yell and maybe write him a letter once in a while. But who's going to take care of my son? So the Chofetz Chaim, that's when somebody's mekayim or chayach techiach es hamisecha. When you give techocha to somebody, how much the Yavisha loves it, how much the Yavisha chofetz, the Yavisha loves you. He looks for the telescope of Marshall and he sees the way you're giving Adar, the person techocha, the gliklach is the mensch, and how happy the Yavisha loves. So that's the chofetz, just the regish to give out. So, Zok to Kedushas Levi, the Eivisha is a marshal, it's far away, a marshal. It's just maybe a marshal, the Eivisha is all around the States, but it's a marshal. The Eivisha is like in Hebrew, and he has to send out little messages to Zanikidalah. So, what do you do? All of a sudden, you ever have this feeling? I'm sure you have it. Don't you ever get some sort of a feeling? Ooh, I gotta be a mensch. Ooh, I gotta do tshuva. What is that? He says that's a basker that comes down. It comes out in this form, and this form, and this form, and it gets nishtalshel, 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 till it goes into the Yiddish heart, and all of a sudden a guy feels, ooh, today I got a davka. You know, I pay the sun. I went to sleep last night, maybe after 3, very, very late. The whole week I went to sleep very, very, after 3 from the night. It was terrible. And I woke up this morning, I woke up with my alarm clock, I was up at 6:45, I got up at 7:00 in the morning. I was famated. And I heard the alarm clock, all of a sudden, a pasuk came out of my mouth. Matuivu oilecha yagim shnei sechim yisrael. So I realized, a message from him will give, it says in the Gemara, if you wake up and a pasuk falls out of your mouth, it's like a Nebu, I'm not saying I'm lucky, but the Gemara says it's a Nebu, you say, the Yevshi gives you a message, it's a message. So right away, I snapped out of bed, I ran right away to the mikveh, I ran right away to Yeshiva. I told him, but the Yevshi gives you a message, get out of bed, lazy, get out, levity. Don't waste your time, don't waste your life. I told him, Alech and Yankov, which we sell Yisroel, what is that, the Gemara says, we first the basic message. Every once in a while you get a message, all of a sudden you're sitting loading, and you say, I wish I was good. Where did that feeling come from? That's a basko. That's what the Kedushas Levi says, that's what is basko today. You're sitting and davening, and all of a sudden, let's say you're davening Shemnesi, you don't have any kavana whatsoever, all of a sudden, you think, ooh, your people sit, and you get that, ooh, who made you get that, ooh, that's a basko. A basko goes down into your heart, you're connected with the Yavish, and they send you these little telegrams, these little messages, and they come down every once in a while, these are little baskos. Zok to Kedushas Levi, Acher also gets baskos. Where Acher was so great, and he made such a mistake that the Baskel didn't have any hashpor. It was so good. Of a soak the base, the Kedushas Levi, even though there was a Baskel. Shuvu bono shevavim chutz ma'acher. If Acher would have done shuvu, he would have gotten everything, and he would have got everything the way it's supposed to be. Everything would have been, he would have been stuck in it. Why is the Kedushas Levi? As a chayid. Chayid can't get lost. You could maybe mess up your chelik Yaakov, but your chelik Yisrael, you're connected with the Eved Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad. The Yibush is echot with the ganze bria with Yisrael. We can never mess up this Gevaldikas Kashas. It's a more difficult feeling. That's in the message we're supposed to get before I get to the story. I just want to chazer over noch amol. I hear there has to be margish in these heilige minuten. The alte Yisakulat yomim hanechmodim. The glus, the tag that so much you want, the gute tag. Every minute counts, every minute counts. Don't waste your time. Always when you walk a little bit of negative, you point yourself, well, friends, anila toidi, but they need nochamol and nochamol. The boy said, forget about my younger part, just think about my Yisrael part. Nochamol Yisrael, nochamol Yisrael, nochamol Yisrael. And this is the main negative that you're supposed to have. I want to tell you, my son, loyra v'nifla, loyra v'nifla from the Orachayim HaKadosh. You do it, the Orachayim HaKadosh traveled all over the belt. He traveled in places where the Orachayim HaKadosh writes himself, where he was in places where people were mamish giants. And the person was so big that the person picked him up and put him into his pocket. And he was a Yid. And he took him back for Friday night. He took him back to his house to be Mekadosh Shabbos. To get out where these places are in the Velt, we'll talk about it a different time. Dor HaChaim HaKadosh writes. He went to places where he saw people that were much smaller than him. The Goyim Mahavu, they took these, they made gullible travel, they made books out of these things, they take their own Zahed HaKazach and they make stories and Harishkeh and Harishkeh. Dor HaChaim HaKadosh, Ki Yadua, a lot of Goyim, the Chidor also traveled all over all parts of the Velt. The Batanura went to the, he met the B'nai Moshe. The Batanura, you know, the Rav, the Tish of Mishnayis, he met the B'nai Moshe, and he has a whole Prokem and Prokem, he writes his life story, the Batanura. And in there he writes the Had of B'nai Moshe, Afirinzuch, and it's more than that. There's a lot of tzaddikim that their Avoida was, a chutzim, the whole Torah, the whole Avoida was, they used to travel and to see different parts of the Velt, B'nai to only the Hidden Tashdeitz. Akoporim Dor HaChaim HaKadosh was once traveling together with a lot of Soichim on a trip. And he was going across the water, big waters, and all of a sudden it was a music storm. The storm was shreklach, and they realized that the whole boat is nagreis, sakonin, they were rowing as far as they can, it's gone to the whole thing. And the ship was being thrown, till all of a sudden the ship, one way, flew off the ship, and when it landed, it cracked. And everybody was yelling about the festeitzach, and everybody was trying to get a hold of a piece of wood, and the Orachayim HaKadosh was trying, everybody was fighting for their lives, get yourself a piece of wood, the chapon. And every single person drowned except for Orachayim. And he was holding onto a piece of wood. And with the wood he was holding, every time he was turning around the wood, he didn't stick it. It was a shrek. He was rolling with the wood, but it was keeping on top until one wave was throwing him in a different wave, and it was going, the storm, and the Hashgacha Fiatimari gets in our flats, until the whole storm stopped, but he was being carried from one wave to the other wave until he finally came to the Yavosha. Look, when the Orachayim HaKadosh came to this Yavosha, he said, when he got into tumult, he was mamish, and got into this, and said, Loch, falling by Zeh. There's no way it was then. My event was the Ashkocha protest. You know where he is. What's the matter over here? He was very, very hungry. Salty water. He can't drink. It's funny. And he didn't know what to do. It's just his mom's open place, the shetach in front of him. Far down, he sees a big yard. He doesn't know what to do. Do we have to leave this place and start going someplace to get something to eat? To find people, to find out which Adina he is, where he is, to get back to his original country. But as he's walking, he starts hearing from the distance the koilis, the ayolos, the lions, the yelling, the roaring, and he gets advanced to the tumult, and he's very, very scared. He doesn't want to, and he realizes that it's getting close to the night already. And the only aid is going to have to be by a yard, climb up a tree. He doesn't know where he's going to be, but he doesn't see anybody. And that's what he does. Goes to the tumult, let the kirkus go to the yard. And over there, they have to ask what made it, that over there was trees that had fruits over there. And he ate as much fruits as he could. It's a resetic, and afterwards he realized that it's Marish Sakona, it's ready to get dark, and he hears and sees Chayas from far, he doesn't know this is wolves, does it's Marish Yena again. He's a Sakona, so he climbed up to a tree to the top of the tree. That night, he heard it, and he hears the roaring of lions, and realizes this in a place where it's not Marish Nishkan Yishuv over here. He realizes in the Midbar Shmova, how is he going to get out of this? You know we can't fall asleep, Chas V'Shalom to fall down. He has to wait here till the early yard, until the daylight. It says in the Pesukim that our lions go out at night and have the food and all the jungle that I have by night, and they come to the room or Lui. And he goes here for the whole night, and there are kind of things going on. He starts walking right there, there's nowhere to go, he's not terrified, he's walking right there. Half the day, he's a Chas V'Shalom, he's walking, doesn't know where he's going, starts getting dark again. Starts getting again, so he has to get a hold of a tree. The thin tree that you climb up, and climb right again, and kick him by the top. He stays there again the whole night. You know, there's no carpets. But it's not so broken, it's just the vein to put the dog to close the next day. Again, he goes down the tree, and he falls right in the right of the person, and climbs the carpets. He decides.
he has to see, get a hold of a very, very high tree. And this tree that will be higher than the other trees, it will show him, maybe he'll see something, some symmet, there's some humanity, shouldn't be in Gansa Kalon. That's what he does, he sees a tree, climbs all the way, fills the top. Looks all around, follows out, you see Efsh, it's a similar dimension of everything. And he sees at one point, he sees smoke coming. He realizes the smoke is coming, he feels it. He cuts the direction of the arc, and the pierce goes down, takes a different place again, and that's going. He walked from the morning, he walked till Mamish the lady at the moon, and the Orochaim HaKadosh walked through, he sees the open field, and if in the open field, he sees Mamish the big house, there is like a house over there, and then that house is full of smoke. So he realized people are living there, and that's the Koykos. Until he comes to this tremendous, Dizika house, and he knocks at the door, the door's locked, the mother's out, the key's in the door. The door's locked, and the key's in there. Ashtekish, he's banging, help, let me in, let me in. He didn't know should he walk in, he doesn't know what's on the other side. It's a house, he sees people come in, because it's a small place. No, he went to Orochaim HaKadosh, he opens up the door with the key, and he sees his language. Tables are set, the room for about 40 people over here. He starts saying, hello, hello, is there anybody in? They kind of emptiness, kind of emptiness. He's walking from one room to the other room, he sees about beds in one room. He's got about 40 of everything, he sees the beds, here's where he cook, and that's where the smoke is coming from. This stuff that's on the fire, that's where he cook. What these people are here, where these people are. But at least the Shavuot is not, and that's it. He will just come to paint, so the fellow, who knows who. First of all, whoever these people are, they can come, they can come, and they'll say, he's a Ganapa Kulim. And they figure, look, the stand will see his color or rip, and come up, and I'll play that. And they'll say that, they'll realize the person is not blind, what you do about food, how many times? They are. Today. He's excited, whatever he sees over here, the Tamanus, all shadow, the Radim, who have to eat up the book. As soon as the people come in, he'll fall to the knees and tell them, he was going to have some ice. They shouldn't kill him for the night. And that's what he did. So the Chaim of Kodesh took whatever he saw, he took down the kashas, and he ate. He was so hungry. It was a few days in this way. He was so hungry, so he ate the stuff. He said, if he just has to just close the eyes, just for a few minutes. Went to one of the bed, just passed. Meanwhile, it didn't take too much longer. People came back. 40 people came back. 40 got more. This was a gang. Basically show that these people used to go out and kill people and rob people and take away their money. This used to be the place where they used to live. To go out sometimes for one day, for 2 days. It seemed like they only went out for a day, but they had just no destiny to food, which is cook, which is stay warm. And here they had the whole gang come inside. And as soon as they open up the first door, all the guys get off the horse, as soon as they come up to the first door, Roish, the head of the list, and they have a box in, they read the key, they show violence, they're not afraid, they're in the kingdom. As soon as they open the door, they see themselves. Does it? One guy says, take me, this is food, this is food, just take it. He didn't take a second layer, one guy says, here he is. He has to do it. He said, oh, the next day, the next much is not really nice. It's going to be killing. So one guy says, the other guy says, what's going to kill him? Take it easy. He says, we're all starving, let's eat something. We're out for life. He said, Al-Azad, we're full. Then we'll take the place. And Shemachana, the third of Shemachana, and Shemachana Tam. Tutor Chaim is still sleeping, he doesn't know from nothing. Keep the shlok, it's a shlok of matter. They were all sitting here, all these guys eating, if they were eating, one guy goes over, smacks him, goes from the Chaim, opens his eyes, sees that it's not a case of good, it's fine. He gets up, sees what we're doing, and what we're eating, smiles, and kind of listens, and all of them smile, shlok. And they all get naked in, one of them is still not better than good. So who are you? He says, listen, I was on a trip, I was on a ship, he starts sitting, he tells him all the way from Isa, and all the riches, and I was going from one day to another day. And most men, she realized I don't have anything, take a look and see, and I was just starting to come, surely realized that I'm not a Ghana. What do you mean, not a Ghana? So I asked him, come here, you know, that's our job, we kill people. The only AC that we're going to do to you is just we're going to cut you up and feed you to the dogs. That's what we do. We kill people, we cut them up and feed them to the dogs. Well, I know, because Jesus is a shepherd, I'll tell you everything I need to do. We will get up. Come up to the end of the trip. The Chaim falls to the knees to the Reish of God, to the list, and he says, what are you doing? Don't kill me, don't you see? I never run from anybody. I'm a Hamech. The person looks at the Chaim, what is it? And he says, okay, first the anybody outside. Go outside. The person again looks at the Chaim, what is it? Then he tells the person, he tells everybody this. I want to talk to this guy to see really who this person is. Anybody else? You all right, so this is the painting, that can tell them himself, no problem. And anyway, he's the head, whatever he says, goes that way. We're all right. And he was standing over here by the hill. He looks at him again, And it looks good. The Rechaim looks good. He said, who am I? He has the Rechaim cut his head. He said, look at me again. Who am I? He says, what do you mean you don't know? You're a Rebbe. You have a TSI. The Gemara is taking Bob Metzi. You have a TSI. Who am I? He says, don't you know I'm your Talmud? He says, look at me again. So the Rechaim doesn't recognize him. He says, look at me again. What's his name? He says, Yaiko, is that you? He says, where else? 25 years? 30 years? What's going on here? He says, Rebbe, I'm going to tell you something. Rebbe, I can't even tell you what kind of book. What a mess I am. I just can't believe it that it just didn't run in front of me. I says, what's going on? What's the passion about it? She tells him like this. I'll tell you something. You won't even believe me what happened to me, but I'll tell it to you. You remember me when I was in Yeshiva when I went there to play with? How could I went there? But the I was a terrible kais. I was a very rude kais. I was the best kais. I had no shtut of my nidus of the kais. My parents used to get under my skin. One day I got so angry at my father and mother, I just went and I killed them. I killed my parents. She says, Rebbe, if I killed my parents and I realized what I did, that I did that killed his parents, because I realized that I could only have a little kid. The truth of this is not true. That's it, I killed the first kid, I got little kid. I got into such a depression, I got into such a hospice. I hear I got such a pretty girl, that's one of them. And I was going for 5 days. And I promised I'd get this book. Now that I see, you're still a father. Ich weiß doch, Sifan Hashkoch of this. Why did the Hashkoch appear such a mature and nice a shit and then suffice a match until you end up walking and walking and walking and you end up a deal? Is it sinning? Without you taught me for you, we're connected. It can't be that one of you come in and struggle to have a job. And I'm so disoriented because I see you sitting in front of me, the whole producer, no how that's funny. That Rebbe, I'm a power of myself. That you have to tell me an oyfen how to do tshuva. If you're going to help me do tshuva, it's good. If not, zogichte, I move away from you, I'm going to report you. It's either this or that. It's like begging for that. I'm a goddess, it's a revulsive word. Yankel, to state, it's done tshuva chazah, right? To do tshuva in such a way as Jesus, yeah? To kill the year, to kill 2 years, your father and your mother, and the children that brought you up. You know what tshuva you have to do? It's a devil. A chazay vayit labor, that if the Hashkocha made it, you should be in front of you, it's a simon that we're connected, and yeah, I have this book, the Torah that I learned, and that's going to help me do tshuva. I'm asking you to help me to do tshuva. And if you don't help me do tshuva, I'm a solid myself, and I don't touch you. I'll tell you how to do tshuva. But remember what I'm telling you now. Tshuva is very, very hard to disagree. If you're going to do everything that I tell you, it's the whole tshuva. You'll have a tshuva, you get out of the habit. You get it later. If you miss out anything from what I tell you, you want to hold the tshuva, you should discover it. She said, Rebbe, I'm going to have this. She tells him this. The first thing he taught it now, you have to leave this place where you are right now. You have to leave these Nishayim, you can't be with these Nishayim in other days. You have to leave them. Sumira. The second thing, you have to pizach like a yid in Gantz. Every single chulam that there is, you have to leave the Makabla yourself. The total yid. Not only that, 3 days a week you have to fix. Every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, you fix. Every week you have to fix for 3 days. You have to daven every single tefillah, tefillah b'tzibur. Any mitzvah habo al yotcha, al kach mitzvah. You have to be so moedig pedactic, this is the way you have to do for a whole year. At the end of the year, you have to go over to a chul, to a hole with a snake, and find out, look around, you'll figure it out, a snake that just gave birth to a new baby snake. Take a hold of this snake, and catch it. It's going to be very small and small, catch it, and put it into a little kestel, a little box. And hang this box on your neck. It has to hang on your neck for 7 days. Every single day you have to give the snake to eat, you have to give the snake to drink. I'm telling you. At the end of the 7th year, you're going to open it up and give it something to eat. It's snake's going to bite you, it's going to kill you. And that's going to be your problem. No, the person said, Rebbe, since my shkodah said, I'm going to kill you myself. He said, okay, I have to go back now, because otherwise I'll see this. I'm fishy, I'm talking a little bit too long with you. Very soon the listener comes back to the people. And he says, this person is an Eloch HaMesh. I don't see in him any Kesha. I believe him in the story. So I say we leave the person over here tonight. Tomorrow we'll see what we can do. But we leave the person here tonight. He told her, he tells one of the people to take the Eloch HaMesh and to lock him up and go back to him. Eloch HaMesh didn't know how he's going to get out of this. But he has a Tzachot. He stayed there. In the middle of the night, everybody was sleeping away. They ran around, they could go to the murder, and I thought they were going to be able to stop them. Everybody slept, except for this Rosh. Go ahead, Rosh, you listen. That's when she saw them. Tipped them over the room with our kind of coaches. Well, this cup, let's go. Went out for a time. They tiptoed away from the place and said, you follow me. Just follow me. Go, back. He gives himself a little bit of money to make this. You go away, I'm going to run, and I'll show you a point to exactly which direction. Run, back. Everything will be okay. This area will be thrown up in the body. You'll come to the shtub, not the clock. The shtub will tell you the name, the shtub will go to the shtub, the shtub will go to the other day. You'll be there, you'll find it there. And I'm a cabbler myself to do the tshuva like you told me. And better than that, I'm a spell cash, and I'm a doing tshuva. Each will tell me the other one, they'll go cry, they'll set the time. The Chaim HaKadosh took a ran, who got the end of it, actually going on. This person, that day, that night, went back, took him ready to get out. Got up his horse, went to a different place, and just ran away from the ear. Never came back. He went to a different ear. He sat down in that ear, he went to a shul. And at Tut Kivei, he realized, the boy is going to have a toy in my ear. Not only that, but it's a hard enough path in the mama. His mama is terrible. Attacking is becoming himself the Gali Yeshuva. The Gali once cleansed by the Gemara, the person made a murder, he could shoot him. And it was Mamash Shuva Midor, I said, Koyim, he was in the Kabbal, all the things that the Gali Chaim HaKadosh said. He was Mispal, the Minyan, Mitzvah, Bo, Yotah, Tach, Mitzvah, he did all the Mitzvahs, he fierce, he did all the false ones, and this is what he did for the whole year. Look, him at the end of the year, he came to fight the fight, the Gali Chaim HaKadosh told him, this is going to be his Mahur, he's going to go through. It's better, he's going to go to the Kabbal, he can't go in yet about the chair. He decided he's going to do it with the Chaim HaKadosh. And he went out to a valley. And he finally found the places where there's snakes. And so he very shy, he finally found a place where the mother snake just had given birth. And he did what he had to, all the brother was not written to the Sefer. But he went into the front, like a little baby snake, he chopped it, and he put it inside the little testicle, and he put it in the place. Then he realized it was, why do I have to worry about it? He was thinking of it. If I build up a friendly relationship to like this snake, I'll be like the father of the snake. It's a snake won't kill me. I'm like the father of the snake. He realized himself what he did to his father. But I'll be like the father. I need every day the snake to be the drink. That's like it became his pet snake. The snake could wrap himself around the person. You know, you come like a pet dog. You know, this, so for you it's very friendly. And this is the way it kept him going for 1 year, for the other year, for 7 years. He already forgot about it for 7 years. He just, this is the way he lived. He lived with the skeptic. He did all the mitzvahs that he was supposed to, of course, by Shabbat Shabbos. He didn't wait to stop. And he did it the next time. At the end of the 7th year, he opened up one day to stay. He gave it something to eat and drink. He said, what happened to you? Ooh, so it's a cop. Ooh, he's for a kind of fish. He did it for 1 month. He was poisoned the snake. The son of a rival killed him. He came to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh after he was lifted. He came to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. I told him to Luah Vadaiko. The angel should give you Luyike because you gave me Luyike. He told him, I was accepted now into Gan Eden. Why? Because I did Tshuva Shleimah. And he thanked the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. He says, Nikomoyzcha, who is like you, some that knows how to give the Derech from Tshuva to Ali Yibin? Even a Yid that's so far, far away, Abba became, you made a Derech that you wish you'd be Tshuva. Boys, we don't have such a way to go to of a nidah from Eichel comes true. What's our truth? You know, I just want to be Messiah, but one more you get the word. The Pasuk of Mishpatim says, even the Yodah Yisamti Rechav, by the Pasha of Ori Nikla, it says the Indian from Ino, the Pasuk, Ino the Yodah Yisamti Rechav. If the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, what is the words, Ino the Yodah Yisamti Rechav?
Ina liyodi v'samti l'chol says the Arachayim HaKodesh, that's Rosh Tevis Elul. Ina liyodi v'samti l'chol says Rosh Tevis Elul. And it says in the head of the Svarim, everybody to a certain extent does some ma'isa v'tzicha. Somebody has to show them, we don't kill people, Baruch Hashem. Oh, but we kill our ruchnias and we kill the tzad ha'toyiv. We also need an ori miklot. What's our ori miklot? Ina liyodi v'samti l'chol zapti Arachayim HaKodesh Rosh Tevis Elul. Here up David, Ina liyodi v'samti l'chol Rosh Tevis Elul. What's our Ari Miklot? Our Ari Miklot is Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. We don't have such a Vedis. Baruch Hashem Mahagin is Havekun Zer Elkir. But one thing, we have to also do Tshuva for our Inyonim for Netzicha. And you know what that is? Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. The aim is almost all the pension. Those Bochums, the first man that you're in Adelphia, welcome to the greatest place in the world, Adelphia Yeshiva. Here's the place where the action is. Here's where the Gevaldik has such a wonderful staff over here. It's Moidik, it's Levidik, there's no pressure. You can steig, you can have Gevaldik, the best thing. And those Bacham Nachmal, where is the Bacham Nachmal, so how come you don't go to Lakewood and have a Vadim to Mashkiya? There he is. Go to Mashkiya, you're so close to the Grestem, Malkam, turn in the belt. Vinen of all your Rebbes, they're all such wonderful Tamir Chachomim, such nice people. They get sales to mention, I don't want to go to the problem of each one of them, your boys you know, and those Bacham that are new in Adelphia, you'll appreciate the Gevaldik step that there is in Adelphia. And those elder Bacham, take advantage of my Rebbe, the Mashkiach. Go, you hear what I'm telling you? I'm telling you straight. Go to the Mashkiach, tell him you want a Vav. Don't go to my house, go to his house and get six guys. And even if you don't understand every word in Yiddish, Abba Piken, you're next to a Tzadik for 20 minutes a week to step up from Adelphia and ask the Mashkiach, please don't miss a Vav. And the Mashkiach will talk to you, you'll thank me forever for such a job. I'm telling you, listen to me. You'll get the shoots from Abdovid. Go to Lake, there are a lot of people you can be nana from them, and make a Vav with the Mashkiach and have what you're supposed to do. The options I'll mention, we should have the legacy of Anil Adoidi V'Doidi Li. Forget about your Narish HaVedis, it's not even worth thinking about. Just Anil Adoidi V'Doidi Li.
Who's the one that's in charge right now?
Where's the mask?
No, I don't have a mask. No, it's a medical.